this is one of the five modules that we've installed at Rockwood Lodge on Poplar Lake. And you can see the lodge here, and there's a sprinkler there on the gable. And of course, there's also one on the other other gable. And the purpose of those sprinklers is to protect the roof and the terrain around the lodge. Each sprinkler covers 5,000 square feet, or a 80-foot circle, 40-foot radius. And each of the five modules at Rockwood Lodge has 12 sprinkler heads, and they cover a little over an acre of land, and they all overlap. The purpose of the sprinklers you see here next to the spruce tree is to spray the sides of the building. The two reasons why structures burn from wildfire is because the roofs ignite, either their gutters or the roof material like cedar shakes, or the windows break and burning embers blow into the building. And actually, if with plate glass windows, if the temperature gets over 200 degrees different than the ambient temperature, they will break. And now you've got an opening in your wall which lets in embers and your structure burns. So we want to surround all the structures, all the valuables, with sprinklers as well to hit the side of the buildings.
It seems like a huge undertaking to saturate a resort like this with the cabins that are stretched up and down the road, you know, with water when necessary. Is this really expensive to put in?
The installation that we put in for the materials are around $2,000 per module. So we estimate that this resort cost, without labor, of course, labor was donated for this, was around $10,000.
That's a good cheap insurance policy, really.
Absolutely. In fact, we've calculated that of the 230 to 40 some modules that have been ordered, some through FEMA and some not through FEMA, for our fire district, that they would protect over $40 million worth of assessed valuation and a tourist economy for the resorts like this, restaurants and outfitters, of around $6 million a year in income.
Oh, what's the history of these sprinklers? You say these have been in use in Canada?
Originally, they were used by the U.S. Forest Service in anchoring lines and prescribed burns to protect the perimeter. The Canadians use this technology to begin to protect structures and the wildland-urban interface. So cabins out in the woods in Canada, what they would do is a helicopter would come, or firefighters in a boat or canoe. They would deploy a pump and put two sprinkler heads on the gables of the building. They would put 2 5-gallon gas cans and connect it to the pump and would start it and leave. And over 30 years of doing this, one of their officials told me that they estimated they've saved $2 billion worth of property in this period of time using that technology.
Wow. So when are the sprinklers actually used?
There are two uses. The first use would be, let's say we have dry conditions, very dry. And what we want to do is to hydrate the potential fire fuels to make sure that they don't become hydrophobic, which means that they're unable to absorb moisture. In other words, a sponge turns into a rock. We want to stop that from happening so that when we deploy the second feature, which is long-run capability, the potential fuels, man-made and nature-made, are hydrated and are easy to absorb more moisture. The second use is with propane. Each of the modules that we designed is designed to run on either gasoline or propane. On gasoline, which is the first option I told you about, it would run about 2 hours on a fill up of gas. Puts out about 7,000 gallons of water, equivalent to a sixth of an inch of rainfall. With the propane option, it's for emergencies only. By using propane, the system will operate for approximately 24 hours. We've estimated that a 50-pound container, 12 gallons of propane, would drive our system for 24 hours approximately. And in that time, we put out about 70,000 gallons of water, which is equivalent to 2 inches of rainfall, which is actually Mother Nature's best mitigator for wildfire.